So now we begin the third parak of Ohalot. All right, so we've been talking about the shiurim for different parts, benogea, the din of maga, masa, or ohel. Now, we also even talked about two different mesim, whether it comes to, first we start talking about dam, and the raya from the posik of kol nafshot meit, and then the extension of that machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, also into a Frankenstein situation where we put together the amount that is normally mimetame from more than one actual body. How about, in this parak, how about the din if there are pieces that come from the same mate? Can I then use different parts? So here the question is like this. I have, let's say, a kezias, right? A kezias basim and amet. That kezias basim and amet is metame ba'ohel. What is the din of the same thing, but which is a shear? Remember, there's a difference between etzem kisaora, where that is the etzem, and then there is a kezayit min hamet of referring to basar. So over there, it's sort of like rova atzamot. Okay, how much do you have of this stuff? So suppose I have a full kezayit min hamet, but it's in two separate pieces. I put both of those pieces into the same ohel. So Abdurza ben Hurkanis says you cannot combine things by having them under the same ohel. They have to be something that's metame on their own. The Chachonim say if it's under the same ohel, then it will definitely combine to be one shear to be metame ba'ohel. Now, this machlokas is not only benogea ohel, it's also benogea tumas maga and tumas masa. And therefore, we can actually discuss what the din would be in terms of the machlokas, the chachomim, and Rebbe Dosa, when it comes to nevela. Obviously, there's no din of all the nevela, but there definitely is a din of maga and masa. So let's imagine a case like this. Ketzat. How do we apply this machlokas between the chachomim and Rebbe Dosa? So let's say somebody touches two chatzei zesim from a nevela, or somebody carries at the same time two chatzei zesim from a nevela. That machlokas would apply. Or let's say that the case would be that he's carrying or touching a mace. So that would also be nogea, as obviously. Or how about if somebody touches a chatzi zayas from a mace? Here we expand. Okay, so we have maga A, masa B, benevela. Bemace, case C. So case C would be where you're touching a chatzi zayat and you're being ma'ahil on a chatzi zayat. Now, gentlemen, it is time to be very careful with our language. Ma'ahil does not mean the same thing as tumas ohel. Remember that there are two very distinct modes of tumas ohel. One is that you are in the same roof, under the same roof as something that's batami ba'ohel. That's called tumat ohel. There is another thing that it relates to tumat ohel, and that is ma'ahil. So there is no roof over this item that's batami ba'ohel. You put your hand over the thing that's metame ba'ohel. It hits you. Pow! That is essentially maga, not ohel. The same thing would be true if the dover tame is above you and it radiates the tuma downwards onto you. Not that it's under the same roof. So the tuma can be radiated directly up or down and it will hit you. If it hits you, it's the same as touching it. Therefore, what we're saying is that you can be mitzarev in the same way that you're mitzarev maga with maga, and masa with masa, and ohel with ohel when two things are in the same space. According to the Chachamim Ohr and Rabbi Dosa, they also hold that a ma'ahil, or where it is ma'ahil on you, is the same as maga, and therefore if one finger is touching the chatzi shir, and the other finger is over the shir that is metame, chatzi shir, it will be mitzuref because both are maga. So therefore, the case would be, case C, is that you're nogea b'chatzi zayit, and you're ma'ahil on another chatzi zayit, or you're nogea b'chatzi zayit, case D, and another chatzi zayit is radiating tuma down onto you, or obviously, in case E, is if you are being ma'ahil on two chatzoi zesim, there for sure, or if for that matter, you can be ma'ahil by putting your finger over a chatzi zayit and have another chatzi zayit over your other hand radiating downwards, and this thing is radiating upwards. It's all the same thing. So these elements are all called tuma ritzutza. Tuma ritzutza means where the tuma is not spreading out over a roof that's over it. It actually is going straight up and straight down. It can even go straight up and straight down if there is a roof over it, if there's not a full tefach of empty space between the dover metame and the covering. That is called tuma ritzutza. The tuma is held within too small of an area, very common in modern physics, and breaks out and goes radiates through and now is considered to be a maga. In all of these cases, which were six different cases that we had between the two cases of nevela and the four cases of mace, in all six cases, Rabbi Dosa ben Urkanis says there is no tziruf. You cannot be mitzarif things. The Chachomim say you can be mitzarif things if the modality of the tuma was the same. Meaning you could be mitzarif nogea benogea, nose benose, ohel ba'ohel, or nogea ba'ohel ritzutza, which for all intents and purposes is just another form of nogea. So, therefore, if you're nogea an achatzi zayis, and then you have something, a roof that covers your other hand and covers at the same time another kachatzi zayit, that's tumas ohel. That's not ohel ritzutza. That's not ma'ahil. That's a roof. Then it is not going to be mitzuref. Or if you are actually ma'ahil on achatzi zayit, and then there's also a roof that covers you and another chatzi zayit. Now, in all of those cases, it is certainly not the same as this case, because over there we do not say that it's touching and touching. It's touching and tumas ohel. Over there, even the chachomim are made that it's tar, because it's a different modality. Rabbi Meir says, not so. Because the way to look at all tumas ohel is that the entire space that is covered by the roof becomes filled with that tuma. If it's filled with that tuma, as opposed to what we had by Kalim, where we never view a tanur as being filled with tuma, we only view it as radiation. Tuma radiates to tanur, and then tanur radiates tuma back to something in its airspace. But when it comes to tumas oil, says Rabbi Meir, we're not talking about radiation. We're talking about the entire area being essentially the same as being in contact with the mate. Therefore, I believe, says Rabbi Meir, that this distinction between being ma'ahil over tuma ritzutza or being in an ohel, which is a standard tuma, not ritzutza, that there's a distinction. I disagree with that. There is no distinction. And even in the case of normal tumas oil over half of a zayit with maga over half of a zayis, even there, af bezeh, Rabbi Dosa ben Urkanis mitaher, vechachamim mitam'in, because it's the same modality. For all intents and purposes, any format of tumas oil, whether it's radiated or whether it's full, is still maga. In all cases, hakol tameh, Of course, it can't be two modalities. The Chachomim are not going to say you could be Metzarif Maga with Masa or Masa with Ohel. That's definitely different. All I'm saying is that Ohel is Maga. And therefore, just as a klal, here is the klal. Kol shu mishem echad tameh. We're definitely all agreed that it would have to be the same modality. Maga, Masa, Ohel. Mishnei shemot, you cannot be mitzarev Maga with Masa or Masa with Ohel. For sure not. And the only question is, how broadly do we define Maga in terms of relating it to Tumas Ohel? Lovely. Okay, have a wonderful day, and may we be zocha to ubila hamoves lenetzach, and think about these things as some type of primitive stage of human development in which we had to be zoyer from things like tuma, which Baruch Hashem, v'tayer libenu la'avdecha be'emes, that's all in the past.